You just started in telling me beautiful things. Said, I want to work. And she says, Ravina, just think I'm not working. I'm working too much on budgets. And she said, I want to work. There she is. Little girl is having this corrective spinal surgery. Cast clear up to her neck because she was born one of this thing of, you know, purity of races. We got to keep pure. So she, her parent married Jewish and pure Jewish and they followed in the Hebrew line, you know, or the particular national Hebrew strain that she was a part of. So she got all kinds of genetic weaknesses. She's got a weak back, weak heart. She'd have died if I hadn't corrected her heart. Her hearing, all this business breaks down every time. She's got a lovely mind. But her emotions were not really in good shape when she came here. That's been a miracle of happening here. She was a self-centered person, and now she's become a most outgoing soul. And Ravina, out of love for her, didn't want her to work. But she said, I just want to work. I want to help you. She said, I'm looking forward to being in church. They said, even though I'm in a cast, I can come. I can come to church. Her whole role of life was cheerful. I enjoyed the whole live long day because not that I didn't enjoy other things, but there'd be sporadic things said, or there'd be hurtful things said one to another, or there'd be fusses, right down cussing outbreak in front of me between children, cussing each other out right in front of me. And that's always helpful to my peace. I'm sure you think I enjoy that. I laugh sometimes because I don't know what else to do. I'd go mad if I didn't laugh. I smile because I don't want any more struggle. I just say, bless you. I'm tired of fights. I don't need fights. I've had them for these many generations, too many of them. And I said it yesterday. I said it to a couple of my children. I said, street edge home yesterday. Yeah, the true follower of mine will be the one that goes the extra mile for peace. I said, the one that loves me most, who loves the principle that I am, will be the one that swallows their carnal pride and goes furthest for peace. Not the one that wants a tit for tat, actual breakdown of every little thing, because you can never get some people's reconciled. The true follower of mine will be the one that makes peace, swallows his pride. So I talked to some of the young ones coming on in today in leadership. If you want to lead, you've got to take guff. Crow, you've got to make people save face for them, and it's a miserable job. And you can't hardly be honest with your own staff. I did here tonight, but and I can take that with honesty. I'm sure Archie, but I don't know what you're going to do with the honesty. Because I'll jump in now. He jumped on one of his own workers. So now that shows there's nobody faultless, so I'll do what I want to do. So it's a very tough thing. What's going on back there? You need some assistance? Well, and I say this lovingly to all of you. To every guard I have, to every security personnel I have another thing here affecting someone not immediately present, so I won't go into it. Until you love me enough to be square with me, until you love me enough to follow my example, and if you don't know my example, I'd get out of here, because I sure got the backwash from last night. Some of you don't know my example. You haven't realized how necessary it was when you were in various consciousness planes, whatever medium I had to express love to you through whatever medium I had to express love to you. It may seem like harsh methods. Whatever way I've had to, I've been trying to bring you to love, to understanding, to feeling, to knowing yourself. Now, I'm saying this tonight, and I mean it. And it may mean the dismissal of my body and whatever gun laid down. I don't want a person to protect me in any way on these properties, inside or out, until you work as hard at learning to like me inside. So lay and lay the guards down. I want the guards down. And I'll take my chances. And I know the risk of that because enemies are with you. Talk to one and talk to another. And then they'll say it's open day. It's open day. The guards are off. And I'm going to take that chance. The guards are off. Something's got to jolt this family somewhere, someplace. Well, you won't get anything done. You say you don't think you can be quiet and let that happen. What are you going to do to get people to do right? What are you going to do to get people to do right? Just talk, counsel.
What are you giving your life if you can't get them to do? I'm for you pulling out. This is where I am. If these people cannot be loyal enough that you feel that they can't be out there to guard you, then what are you giving your life for them for?
Well, I think there are people here that are.
Well, then can't they guard you?
There's some of them 75.
I'll stand out there and guard.
I don't want nobody guarding. I made it. Affecting persons. I want everybody to do self-analysis. There's no guards. I'm on that, and I mean it. At least there's not going to be any guards.
I'm sorry for what I did, Father. I set a poor example, and I'm sorry. And I'm trying to learn, and I think the council is wonderful, and they do work hard. And I wouldn't even be where I wouldn't be...
Confession. You know more than anything. I just want deeds and actions. Deeds and actions. I'm tired of words. I am so tired of words. I cannot tell you how tired of words. Your words are not so bad. You make growth. But I don't want to hear anybody's words. I don't want a whole line upon line of up here giving me a lot of confessions tonight. I've had confessions for centuries. Yes, AJ, whatever you want to say.
I also occasionally use the language. Think that the language was mine in the text of the statement last night.
However, I wasn't referring to your language. I said
however,
that. You're being defensive. I wasn't saying that to you, and I said that, and you shouldn't even brought that subject up. I'm in a very plain of bald honesty. I've got to keep it here. The only way you can shock these people is to bring honesty right to home. Risk my life. Do something drastic with the trusted followers, the trusted staff. Make their sins show, and then take the chance that somebody else will use it for a point of rebellion. You've driven people out of here in this church. You're on having your own thing, allowing rebellion to breed in your own home, having your own group of friends and encouraging them by your rebelliousness. And we've lost people in this group because there's not a tight-knit... In other words, you turn people out to alcoholism and drugs. You've turned them out to all kinds of hell because you would not uphold this office. I'm not a person. I'm an office. Office. By deeds and actions, by words. Little rebellions of all sorts and varieties. Little snide remarks, rebellion, grimacing looks, or setting up stage plays to try to make yourself look better than you are. Over the same stupid business. Much of it's all over on sex. You think somehow that if a person didn't sexual feelings, that makes them not a strong person. Or if they had a very strong mixture of something else, that doesn't make them a strong person. I don't know what in the world sex has to do. But you have been victimized by the worst brainwashing that has ever been known. Capitalist brainwashing that's made you think that you've got to protect your sexual identity. Yes, and but you still try to protect it one way or the other, on the floor or after you leave the floor. And if one protects it, everybody's going to lose the mark and the prize of high calling. They're going to lose it. Because unless honesty is maintained 100%, it won't be obtained at all. The chain isn't any stronger than its weakest link. Not a bit stronger. And we got more than one weak link. It's the best organization on earth. It's the best group of people on earth. More honest people on earth. Get a straight answer. Get straight answers from people here. I thought today something was said to Peter. Strong statement from Joy. Very strong statement. About him holding his head down the other organization. I thought, well, that's wonderful she could say that to you in that sense. To tell you that. Why did you hold your head down the other organization? Because you knew too much? I thought, well, that's beautiful that she can say that. But I also think that some of the words you use, you don't need to say. Like when I said, I'm going to jump on you, I don't think you should have said the way, jump on you which way. I don't think you should have said that. That didn't agree with that when you said that to me. Because I'm trying to lift out of this sex plane. I've never been in sex with anybody at all except for their own good. Nobody. That's the truth, 100%. Your bad words, your vulgar tongue, I don't care, but I do like your straightforwardness. If you can also season that with love and kindness too, because the straightforwardness was very appropriate. But when you say, you think that I'm not, I suppose by my language one thinks that I don't have embarrassment. I'm an office. I speak what has to be spoken. Yes, that's all right. So you know it. But a lot of you think that because I can say anything, I don't have any feeling. I speak what has to be spoken. But there's some things that don't fit into my frame of reference. When you ask me, I think the sister was, I'm using you as a point of illustration. It isn't the worst thing that's happened today by any means. I'm just trying to, everything that comes to my mind, let it come out. You asked me what I would do if I didn't like something. I said, I'd jump you. That's how it came up. I'd jump on you. And I meant I'd give you a verbal lashing just like you give everybody else. No, that's good. That's good.
I heartily concur with everything that's come from the office tonight. And I see nothing but absolute fairness. Something I don't see any place else. And I'm grateful for it.
Thank you. And then that's real current thinking. Now you're in mainstream when you're talking like that. You're getting us back on course.
Artie, I would like to say one thing. I feel that since the whole council was there when this happened, that calling Karen and apologizing to Jim was not enough. The whole council should have been involved.
Well,
you know, of course it was brought up here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, they naturally would think if Jim was talking about Karen, he might talk about them.
Oh, the ramifications of it are very, very extensive. But the fact has been that some of you have not been in a position for me to talk at the time, and in pointed positions, not in this reference, but pointed things have had to be made, and I might have said it to Karen or to Archie or to Jack. This has got to be taken care of because at times I can only take so much antagonism, but I'm going to quit it. I'm going to take all the risks it can be. I'm going to tell you everything I think. And boy, that's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. I'm going to tell you just exactly like I see it. Just like we'll say with Simon, who's new. She's told right, Simon, you covered sin in that old organization. You covered it. And you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have done it. You should have broke before you did. And you know that's right. And that's, I'm going to just tell it just as straight as I know how. You shouldn't have covered the thing. And just as I said to Valor, she shouldn't have covered that thing with Father Divine. Somebody should have exposed him long ago before people put up 40 and 50 years of their life. They should have been told long, long ago. Somebody should have told what they knew. Because if somebody had told what they knew long ago,
right,
a lot of people would have been saved a whole lot of misery.
Right.
And I mean a whole lot of misery. Because I know children that have gone through great misery because they did what they thought was right. They didn't go when their children died. They didn't go when their mothers died. They never went near them, never walked by them, wouldn't speak to them because everybody kept silent. Now, I want nobody to keep silent. I've got nothing on earth. You're trying to manipulate me. I've got nothing on earth I'm afraid to hide. I said I can do anything for socialism. do anything. By inclination, the only thing I can do is to be an aggressive heterosexual with a man or woman. I don't care, whatever you want, you be the woman. I would do that for socialism. Anything else I do further than that would have to be purely because I'm willing to do it for socialism. But I would do anything in the world to save you. If some bunch of fools wanted to take me as the last living sexual identity, wanted to crucify that, I'd let them do it very quickly rather than fight with them, because I know that preparing my body, keeping my body alive for you, is far more important than fighting somebody off from raping me. That wouldn't be of the least consequence to me. But if you want me, if my orientation, I have told you, is that. I've told you what my orientation is. I'm not interested in anything else but being, I'm a driving, thriving leader, a principled leader. Principled. Yes, Valerie. No, darling, I'm telling you just as straight as I know how. Valor, listen. I think you're wonderful. I like you. But at that point, I don't care who told me such malarkey as that. When he put you in the bed, I just said right then, something is wrong. Something is wrong. If he's telling everybody else not to be having sex and to live evangelically, not even touch, can't even have any undue mixing, and I find that to be not even holding anybody's hands. Of course, as some said, they had the courage to go ahead and hold hands, which I think is good. But I think if you look back on it, we'll never be strong unless we face it. You should have at that moment said, well, that's not the kind of God I want. A God that tells you, don't just say something. Don't you say something, or if you do, you won't get any more. That showed he had an ego bigger than the mountain. Well, anybody that would say that, I wouldn't dream of saying that. Now, would most of us in here say, well, now here, I've given you something. And as you said, it was a miserable experience sexually, according to your interpretation. And you didn't wish to repeat it. So the fact of what he said to you, that's the thing I took issue with. Did I bear record right? That he said that if you told it, you'd never get it again.
That's right. Yes, Father dear.
Well, that's when I would have been... I might have been... I empathize with you. I empathize with this thing, the buildup of God. I completely empathize with him being God, but I don't understand how God would be privileged to do things that his people are not privileged to do. I just don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me how you people were to break every affection, every relationship. Now, if he said, I'm helping you to come to sharing, and he did this with a pointed purpose, but say you'll get no more of it, I don't understand this. I just don't understand what he was doing other than using you.
I either, Father. But as soon as I found out that he wasn't God, then the Spirit brought it forth. You know, I didn't speak as a person. You know, the Spirit brought that forth.
Yes.
The Spirit
yes.
told it, not me as a person.
Yes, I understand your need for honesty, and I think you did right. Then to implement that by telling the world about it back there. That's where they need to hear it. They need to hear the whole thing back here. Well, of course, but one thing you must not do is to hold feelings against someone when they have opened up. Our hindsight is always better than our foresight. Our foresight's better than our hindsight or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a philosopher tonight. Yes, I guess that's the way it is. Hindsight is better than foresight. A lot of things we would have done differently if we had been able to do it differently. But now that it's done, and I appreciate the ones over there in that home, for the most part, I don't see any kind of tensions. Things are better over there, aren't there, for you? There have been no tensions shown to you for your confession. That's the way it ought to be. Whether someone approved of it or not. That they should be that way. We should be loving, and we should be forgiving, and we should be... people have to go the extra mile with all of you. You sure as the world can go an extra mile for somebody else, because all of you are not angels. I don't see any angels budding wings around here. I mean, I don't see anybody ready to fly off, so we got to be patient with everybody. And this we are determined to do. But I'm just trying to be as straight as I know. Deal with things. Of course, I admire loyalty. There's one thing, too, I admire... is a principle of loyalty that will go along with something. But if you know it's error, then you should stand by it to the end of your days. If you're loyal to something and you're right to be dishonest then be dishonest all the way. But I don't feel that... I talk and chat and piddle and fiddle, read and hunt. One thing I will say, too, that I don't appreciate out of some of you. Listen, give me your attention. You newer people. When I exposed my honesty and cut off people, we lost members the other night. We lost, 20, 25 people. They didn't come back. One lady from Sacramento wrote me the nastiest letter you ever read in your day. I know that law, justice will get her, but I don't take any satisfaction in that. Justice is going to get her. But I exposed myself here of all I've ever done. I just poured it out of what I would do. And I told everything I did at the moment I was doing it, people were able to take it. That's why I'm trying to say stop sex. I want to say that to you. I want to say stop sex because I don't want to get on that plane of selfishness. I've never been there. I've never stayed there. Any moment I'd get there, it would leave. I'd begin to think about the well-being of the individual. So I said, I don't want to get in that plane of being served. Women don't like men. So other than companionship, camaraderie, close camaraderie, I suppose the sexual orientation... closest I've ever seen, if you want pure sexual orientation on the part of the woman, is in your mother, the mother of your church. And that's truth. If you want absolute pure sexual orientation, but even so, our relationship is not based on that. And I'm no different than anybody else, only even much more so, in the sense that being a strong driving person, I have... a tremendous drive. And that'll never change, and I don't suppose that ever will change. But I've never used that drive for myself, is what I'm trying to say to you. Never have. You proof of it is you marry and go into marriage without any sexual relationship, never having had one. You go into marriage, keep yourself true to one woman until 200 babies are starving, that's record for itself. 10 years, 12 years, 13 years. 13 years, no break in the vow. 13 years, no interruption. Only then when babies were starving to death did we have to interrupt it. By mutual consent. Certainly, I have to maintain this office to some degree, and she has to maintain her office to some degree. And we're going to have to give the proper respect for both of these positions. That's where they are. That's where these positions are, and we're going to have to require that. But after my forthright honesty, some of you don't give me the respect that you gave former pastors. You once smiled at me and were courteous. Now you're not smiling at me. Now you're not as warm to me. Now you're much more insolent and smart-aleck. Some of you who did hear whatever reasons for this in the former experience, that these things happened like with this sister. You followed and you were cordial, and you never thought of giving the kind of lip back to him that you give to me. You'd never dreamed of saying the things that people say to me. Now you're going to hurt the office if you do this. Today in two senior citizen homes, things were said to me that would, if other innocents had heard them, they might use it as an excuse to commit rebellion. Now, as I said today, I got into some messes that were, I don't like created. One of the homes got into homes, just utter disarray. Dog manure and that kind of stuff. And I don't approve of that. If you can't clean up. But over there, I was just cleaning because they couldn't get into the refrigerator and stove. Women couldn't get up to that, or climbing up on lamps. But let me do it. Don't be making little chides about, well, let him do it. It's his, you know, or making little fun remarks about it. Respect the office to some degree. No respect for the office. And if you don't respect it, somebody's going to need to respect it. And it's going to be cut down at the wrong time. And somebody's blood's going to be on your hands. Because if I'm doing the best I can, if you're not respectful for me, and someone else looks at you and uses you as an excuse, you are going to have to pay for them. Do I make myself clear on this? I hope all of you stay awake long enough to get this through your heads. But as I said, it really does grieve me. I could keep a movement swelling by the multitudes and thousands if I'd play games. As Archie said it in a word, you're honest, your honesty personified. You tell what you feel. You tell it straight. You don't color it. You know, you'll risk losing a movement. I'll risk it many times, risk losing a movement. I don't know how Archie's going to react to things. I don't try to weigh how he's going to react to things. When I called him over here, I didn't take any thought about how he's going to react to a thing. I just knew Wright was concerned, and as bad as I need him over there, he's my right hand or left hand or whatever you want to call it, preferably left being where I am. That's part of my honesty. I would preferably not have any chance of losing him, but I would have lost him tonight if that's where he was. I'd lose Karen as evolved as she is in work and involved. Yes, both of them evolved and involved. I'd risk losing Harold, because I don't think he did something principled last night. I'll risk any one of you. And Jim Cobb. I don't think anything went straight through that whole mission. I'm tired of all these little things. Some of them are lesser magnitude, others greater. And sometimes you'll be very bold with truth, and then you'll mix part of error and try to undo all you do. Always saving it out for yourself. Making a corner to get out. And taking risks. Terrible risks. As the risk was taken Sunday. Their ego couldn't stand a woman. Couldn't stand a woman. To say to them, or maybe not, but I think that's what it is subconsciously. That's what I'm going to say anyway. Wouldn't let a woman tell them, Jim wants it this way. See, every place you go, it's sex. So I say, for goodness sakes, child, let us try to rise above it. I wish we could enforce you rising above it. And I need it so badly. And I go without it so freely. Why in the heck won't you do it when you don't have any need at all? You face living long lives. Some of you are young. You've got lives ahead of you. I face things like having to have the cyanide in the right place. Not even trusting my own energy, because I don't know how to use my own energy to destruct myself. I'm a healer. I wouldn't know how to kill myself. Wouldn't know how to use my energy to do that. But if you drain me dry before I'd let my body be incapacitated here, I would destruct myself. So it looks like if I'm willing to not have a day ahead, not one living day ahead, if you could, anything to communicate me, because what I'm really trying to do, and it's hopeless, is with words, just communicate me. And I'm not going to, and if I don't get that communicated, we'll have these dishonesties over and over again. Because back to what I said, brother, your basic reason for lying to me is that you don't trust me. You wouldn't have lied to me if you'd trusted me. If you'd believed how dedicated I am, you wouldn't dream of lying to anybody as honest as I am. Nobody would lie to anybody as honest as I am if they really knew how honest I was. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do anything. They'd think constantly not to do a thing that would hurt such an honest person.
I don't know. I can only say that I sometimes think believing that someone is as honest as he is requires too much out of us. And so we have to project and see in him what's in us.
That's mother's wisdom. And that's a point well thought out. I think that's
another
a very
thing
beautiful
I wanna...
point of... Now that's what I want you to see if you had to follow her at any time. You follow God. God is principle. God is intelligence. And then you've got to back it up with character. 100% character. She knows that. There are areas that I've dug into her about character. That's why I won't let a thing get by. Sunday, when there was a little problem, She was on the floor. I didn't spare Mother, because Mother's got to be in a position to carry principle. We've been through a lot worse than that. A lot worse disagreements than that. Time in our experience when things were so bad, her dependency on me, her following me as a human being, as a sexual being, as a personal being, that I've even threatened to break our marriage right before you. And Mother took it. Because she was not following me as a principle. She was following me after the flesh. And her entanglements were on that basis. But she's risen above that. She's doing things now of a magnificent new order. And wonderful new commitment to her love to you to do what she's now doing. And you can't. I can't go into it now. I can't go into an explanation of it. So it's tremendous commitment. There's an entirely new leaf. She has taken these corrections. And now here she's producing God. God is nothing but highest truth. See, highest truth. She comes on with something here that I didn't even say. That, because I'm too humble to see it. She can look off and see that. I can't see that. I'm very humble. You don't understand that. I couldn't see what she just said because I'm too much involved in it. She said, you don't want to see my goodness because it would require too much of you. And I think that's true. I think that's true.
The other thing I would like to say is that I don't quite understand people, when you take out of your day, when sometimes you can hardly got the strength to drag across this parking lot and go into these homes, and they would make remarks to you when you climb up to clean their cupboards.
No, just only one smart remark.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. I think that especially people who have pastors, who have followed pastors, and who have followed God and the other consciousness, who never would have bothered to climb up and clean a cupboard, and I've never seen a pastor yet that has, who would not have bothered to walk in to see you every day to see that you're doing fine. I do not understand this lack of respect. I cannot understand it. I think life would be so much easier for him if he would put himself up on a pedestal and stay out of your way, and then you'd look at him and you'd respect him. But he's too honest to do that. Now, I'm going to say again, because I want to leave in your mind what I said before. I think you cannot see honesty in him because it requires too much out of you, and you project and see in him what's in you.
Do you understand what she said? It's a little deeper than... It's a little deeper than what one would really want to see. She said, you see in me what's in you because it's easier that way. It's an easier out to see the same kind of weaknesses in me that are in you. You want to make a God in your image. You don't want to be made in the image of your God. You're trying to make a God in your own image. And that's why we have the King James description of King the Bible, God. That's why we've got this God that hated, and the God of jealousy, and the God that had slaves because somebody made God in their image instead of letting God, our principle, make you in the image of principle. And let's watch that, as Brother said, that's always a tendency. You want to make a God in your own image instead of working towards something you can't even relate to. You don't know how to relate to me. Some of you have never thought of doing what I've done for truth. You've never been there. You wouldn't begin to give your life. Well, none of you have thought in the totality. I don't like to make blanket judgments because in some areas you'll have strengths. Some of you got very strong strengths, comparable to mine. Very comparable. But in the total personality that I am, you won't make this commitment. You can't make it. You won't face what I face every day. I was thinking today through lines of, well, I don't want to go into it. And it's too painful to go into it. I'm not going to. But something I would do if I had to do. And I'm tired tooting my horn because it doesn't do any good. Go on. What did you wish to say? You've got work to do, and you said a mouthful. And I want to say in answer to his, the last strength of charge to him, that one thing has been bad because you haven't been, and it creates this kind of environment where he can say something that somebody else says, that because people in here generally have not been able to take it right from my shoulder. There has been at times discussion of things when people weren't present. So let's cool that. Let's cool it. Stop it right dead in his tracks. I don't know how you're going to do it, because too many people follow me jealously. I've never seen the like of this. They follow me jealously. Sisters will do a lot of work commitment. We've admitted, I think even the brothers admitted, the work commitment's more on the sisters. But there's jealousy between sisters. You cut it with a knife. Cut it with a knife. You don't want a thing from me. Suppose a little bit of principle. That's all you're supposed to want from me is principle. But jealous if I'm getting, it's tragedy. I can't go in and even hug or kiss anyone. I don't know what to do. Did it again to me today. Every home did it to me today. Somebody did it. I gave the affection the way I felt to give it, and somebody said, you do it this way. You're going to fix me up till I'm not going to touch anybody. Because I really feel like giving you love. But don't tell me how to show it. I can't deal with this. So the way out is to just lay off of any affectionate display. I said, yeah, I mean that. In every place I went, somebody today either grabbed my face and put my lips to theirs. And I'm not revolted by it. I'm just disgusted that you can't see love on a higher plane. Because it takes a whole lot higher love to feel as I feel for you. But you just can't get that till you've been out there. It's very hard for some of you children. You've never been in sex at all, and been so many years you've been there, you haven't been, you just can't relate to this. But it's a much higher love that I feel for you than sex. Much higher. Now, as I told you, there's two parts to me. A sexual driving person. I could take care of every woman in this room tonight. That's been proof of that, physically. But that wouldn't be my highest love for you. That's why I never have been able to do it. If there was sexual pleasure, I'd feel the guilt about it because it was too self-centered. And then I'd start the work, and it's too big a work. You can't do, you can't be father, mother, husband, all that is needed from a woman to a man. You can't be that with everybody. And then if you're God on top of it, they expect you to be it even 100-fold times more in every other area than anybody else possibly could be. So you have to meet every living need just exactly right. You've got to hear all their problems and answer them just right. You've got to be cautious not to make one mistake. So don't get me on a sex plane. That's selfish. If I ever quit this work, I'm going to announce it. And I'll have you'll hear it. You won't need to worry about it. I'll announce it wide and clear. And for 2 weeks, I may pursue my physical energy. 2 weeks, I'll pursue it wildly. Then I'll settle down again. Did you hear what I said? I'm just telling you how it would be. Of course, I'll never quit it. I got too much character. And so some of you, you've got to have that experience. Go on and do it. If you think that's what it is, go out there and do it. Be sure you can get yourself back home, though, when you get through. One of our people wanted to go out in that sex realm, they end up getting their brains beat out in a hotel room in Oakland. They thought they could get free, and they wanted to go try it, and they thought they had found it, had a romantic love. And after it was all finished, they got robbed, didn't have a stitch of clothes, got the brains beat out right in the hotel room. They hauled him out on the morgue. Hauled him out to the morgue. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. If I had my choice, if I quit this work tomorrow, I'm trying to be just as utterly honest as I know. The sexual need is there if I couldn't be creative. But I do believe if I could quit this work and there was somebody to take my place, I would surround myself with little children and animals and senior citizens. The real little ones, and then only if I could rear them. Not I don't have enough time to rear them all. I sure wouldn't want to rear them through other people's hands or face or eyes or minds, but rear them myself. Because I could do a pretty good job. I'd just get enough that I could handle. I'd get me a few animals and I'd get as far away in some wilderness as I could. Because I like the wisdom of people who've lived longer. Some of you learned something. Some of you lived 70 years and haven't learned a thing. And some of you lived 70 years and it shows. And it's nothing so beautiful as the process of years. It's beautiful. If you learn something. But if you don't learn anything, you're just as ugly as all the rest of folk. That's why I said, and I repeat, there was someone here last week. I didn't have any further proposals, but I want this to get all around. See, the government meeting's less tonight than it was before. People don't like truth. They don't want truth. They don't want truth. So the government meeting's down tonight. We lost members over my forthrightness. But the week before last Sunday, when the young woman was offering herself to me, and I thought, yeah, I'll take a young woman quick. You want a quickie? Boom, boom. I'll give you a quickie. But I don't want to wake up with you. You get the straight talk now? You get what I'm saying? I'll take a quickie with you. But I want to wake up with somebody that's wiser, more experienced, more mature. So don't, young thing, think that you've got anything to give your father. Because you can't get it unless you've lived a while. You can give your father loyalty and virtue and honesty and justice. You stand for the right as you see it, but don't be so presumptuous to send up a letter and say you'll take care of me sexually, that you'd be glad to offer yourself. Because I've got a bigger imagination than you anyway, probably. And I don't want no more of it. I've been getting on the average of one kind of proposal like that every weekend. One or another thinks that they, and it's bad because you should put up with it. And I suppose that's why some leaders do put up with it. One got mad and went off on the bus week before last. Sat out there on the bus, real angry, because I didn't bow to her approach. But I'm too bored to fool with people that don't know anything more than how to manipulate the thing underneath their clothes. I want some communion with mind. I want some fellowship with somebody that's got some love and understanding and experience and grasp of world issues, that are concerned about the problems around them. I said what I say this, you can't seem to get it. You see one set of breasts, you've seen most part all. And there's certainly no difference between the aperture or the opening between the legs. No difference. Not a bit. I've seen it. I don't want no more of it. So just leave it. Just leave it where it is. I don't want to go back to that old plane. Because I couldn't go back to that old plane. I might live longer if I went back to that old plane. Funny thing is, some of you die from trying to have sex, and I live if I had it. I could relax, you know. Just go out and I can do a lot of things. I could relax. Just go out and run through the woods. A whole lot of things. I don't need just sex. Go on a boat ride. No, not very long, because I get bored. Be people on a boat, wouldn't there? If I could swim out with the dolphins, probably I'd have a good time. But there are a number of things I could do for energy release. I mean, pure energy release. Most of you with sex, it isn't a quickie, you know. Or if it is, it's a hostile thing. You leave someone cold and out in a state of frustration. So what you do is make more health problems for you. But actually, I need that release, and my love won't let me take that release. But I'm going to be very honest with you, so I won't get that release. Because no woman wants just to be a thing in bed, does she? So my honesty again cuts me off from getting anything in bed. Nobody's going to come to me, because I've just told you, if you're young and beautiful, I want to, maybe that I might like your body, but that's all I want right now, because you haven't had enough time to get anything else. That's straight talk. You won't get that kind of talk anywhere because I'm cutting off. I got opportunities. Maybe if I want to live this thing up, I could say, come on, God says there's a couch over there. You go and lay down on that couch. The Holy Spirit's going to come in unto you. Oh, such dirty stuff. Using an office like that. If I ever come to you, I'm going to say, God's hot and he wants something. Will you accommodate him? That's the way to do it. But I'm not about to be bothering you, so don't get nervous. But don't this foolish stuff. The Holy Ghost doing this and the Spirit doing that and God doing that and making something holy that's just as human and just as...